Can you believe it? 6:07, 7 minutes after 6 o'clock at WRJZ. Friday is here. It is August 21. August 21st already?
I know. August is just like going.
Yeah. Because school starts. And it's so busy and so many other things start.
Yeah.
The countdown to UT football in East Tennessee is on.
Oh, okay.
So you now have...
I'm getting schooled on that.
You now have 2 Saturdays to get married or have a baby shower.
Okay.
Or have a birthday party.
Okay.
If you're going to do something on a Saturday, you have 2 Saturdays left to do it. And that's all over for about 13 or 14 or 15 weeks.
Yeah, we didn't even know really about that until we moved here. And I just remember driving up from the Nashville area and seeing all of this orange stuff flowing out of people's cars on their way to Knoxville. And I kept thinking,
flags
what?
And whatnot.
Oh, yeah, pom-poms, whatever.
So power tees.
It was crazy. So, yeah, now we know what days are good travel days.
Yeah, it's nutso. Now, here's what my wife knows. Now, she cares very mildly about UT football a little bit, sort of, kind of. Not much. But she knows if she wants to go piddle around and shop a little bit, right during a football game, home football game. Home football game, University of Tennessee, Neyland Stadium full. She goes shopping.
Okay.
There's nobody there.
Yeah.
There's everybody. There's 102, 455, or I think that used to be the number. It's 101, 930 something or other that are in Neyland Stadium.
Okay. Words of wisdom from Mrs. Bell.
Well, and you have thousands of others upon hundreds of thousands that are parked in front of their televisions.
Yeah.
In the comfort of their own home watching.
Yeah.
And, you know, this includes men and women. It just depends on what you like. But if she wants to go shopping,
that's the day.
Where she goes.
That is the day.
Coming up, Marcy's going to tell us what day it is.
Yes.
And we're going to hear from some special friends and an update on our favorite cinnamon roll place. Oh, man, you wouldn't believe it.
Oh.
For WRJZ, Marcy tells us what day it is coming up. Oh, I know it's Friday. She knows it's the 21st.
I do know that part.
But what day is it really?
Yeah.
All of the way at the Bob Bell Show.
And now back to the Bob Bell Show.
Those of you Gen Xers, you're in the throwback machine now, aren't you? WRJZ, Joy Radio, the Bob Bell Show underway at 6:11, 11 minutes after 6 o'clock. In just a few minutes, Marcy is going to tell us what day it is. But first and foremost, from Gatlinburg, Tennessee, from Olga's Yodel, one and only Sean. Sean, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bob.
Hey, man, I'm so glad you sound cheery. Tell us what in the world has happened at Olga's Yodel.
It was quite a night, about 12:50. We were upstairs and heard some racket downstairs. We looked at the camera, and that bear's back, and he figured out how to take the doors off the hinges.
Oh, man.
And he ripped that door right off, and he got in there and, you know, had a good old time. He had a good breakfast.
Oh, he's going to be all sugared up.
Yep.
They're going to find him laying by a stream going,
yep.
And oh, my word. So tomorrow.
He walked away with a stainless steel bowl of cream cheese, too.
Oh, my word.
Oh, so he was hankering for some cream cheese. Are you getting this, Dylan? This doesn't happen on just any radio station,
no.
Dylan. On the Bob Bell Show, a live update from Gatlinburg, Olga's Yodel closed today, but they're going to try everything they can do to open tomorrow. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, what time do you hope to open tomorrow?
Open at 9 a.m. tomorrow.
9 a.m. tomorrow.
9 a.m. to 2.
Saturday, 9 to 2. If you're able to get up there, hear me, all my friends, they've had a hit. Here's what you do to support these people. Find you any reason you possibly can to get a cinnamon roll and a whole bunch of them. And go up there and just buy them all out. Get those cinnamon rolls. Get the specialty cheesecake things and the... What's that
other pastry that you bought me that was so good that was in the squares?
The honey bun cake.
Yes! Get the honey bun cake, which I normally wouldn't like, because that doesn't sound good to me until I tasted yours. And I
appreciate it.
I had an epiphany.
What is it?
Oh, it's a honey bun cake, a little square. What's it made out of, Sean? Tell us.
It's basically kind of just like a, it's almost like a yellow cake. We put a... honey glaze on there.
Yes.
A little bit of cinnamon, a little bit of brown sugar. And a lot of love.
Okay. A lot of love.
The smell and the... But it tasted... It far exceeded my expectations. So find you a reason to buy any and all the pastries at Olga's Yodel in Gatlinburg.
Yeah.
That's in the Arts District. Again, tell them what road it is.
600 Glades Road.
600 Glades Road. You put that in your direction finder, it'll take you right up there. The back way, the safe way, even using Highway 35, that's the easiest way, down Dolly Parton Parkway and down to Highway 35 and around all the stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought he said Glaze Road. I was like,
that'd be good, wouldn't
it? That's pretty ironic that you would open
it. G-L-A-D-E-S.
Yeah. Okay, Glades Road. Okay.
All right. Sean, I know you guys are going to be busy. We're praying for you.
Yeah.
Listen, the first thing is we're thankful you didn't become bear bait, brother.
Yes, sir.
I mean, the other thing is, do we have bear insurance? Is there any such a thing?
We have a bear insurance, but when I called them last time, they say they don't cover the doors.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Are there any good carpenters up there and you can help out? Give them a good price. Be fair to them.
Yeah, I don't even know how you get a bear-proof donut door.
Seriously.
Like, that's...
Well.
See a need, fill a need.
Olga's Yodel Cinnamon Rolls. Olga, she's waiting on you. Anyway, it's going to be open tomorrow 9 to 2. Stop up there on Glades Road. Find any excuse you can. I don't care if you're in Sevier County or not. Marcy may drag John up there.
Yeah. I think a good excuse is that it's August 22nd.
See, you only got 2 weeks. You only got 2 weeks to get your cinnamon rolls and get married and have baby showers and all that sort of stuff before Tennessee football hits. So, but it doesn't matter for you guys up there in Gatlinburg. You're going to have plenty of people from Ohio stopping by, okay?
So yep, they'll be there.
Sean, you have yourself a great day, and God bless you, man. We're glad you're well.
God bless you.
And I thank you for your attitude, because that shows who you belong to, brother. Take care, my friend.
I appreciate it.
There's Sean from Olga's Yodel, Glades Road in Gatlinburg, surviving the bear invasion.
That's amazing. I mean, it's amazing that the bear only took off with just the one bowl. Like, I'm so thankful that they didn't take more. I mean, he probably just cleaned them out with...
I mean, if he eats all that cream cheese...
Yeah.
We might have to see him for a while.
Yeah.
He's going to be full.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, better watch out. He may have some other problems he's not aware of.
Oh, yeah. That's true. He might be lactose intolerant.
Does the bear eat cinnamon rolls in the woods? Yes, he does. Yeah. For WRJZ Joy Radio. Shut up, Dylan. We're just having fun. All right, Marcy, we all promised everybody that you brought a great idea to the table. What day is it today?
So I love looking at the national calendar. Today happens to be National Senior Citizen Day.
Hey.
Did you know that?
Hey, did you know that, Dylan?
We're closer to the line than than you want to think about. But
hush.
I know. But I was thinking about that it's National Senior Citizen Day, and I have a really good friend, Holly Varney. She writes, and her main characters are senior citizens. And
oh, really?
What she says is they are such an underserved part of our communities, because they're kind of cast off sometimes. But they have such a great amount of knowledge and wisdom. And I do think that we need to support the senior citizens, whether it's in our homes, in our families, in our communities, in our churches, because they do bring so much wisdom. And I know I was teaching a Sunday school class I think the average age was about 82. And
really? So I could see you doing that.
It was for women, and most of them were widows, and I loved them so much. Well, I didn't really get...
How could you not?
They were so... And they would just get so excited when it's like, oh, she's coming. I was like on a rotation. And so I was there every Sunday, but then I
taught. They were there on Marcy Sunday.
It was fun. And so one time I thought, you know, I don't really know them as much out of Sunday school. So I started making a plan to meet with them, go to their homes, and I would tell them, I'll bring the cookies or muffins, you put the coffee on. And so I would go to their homes, and one of the houses that I went to, her name was Ruby.
Wow. Ruby. What a great name.
She was this
my grandmother's name.
Oh, she was, and she was a jewel. She seriously was a gem.
Ruby was a jewel.
Yes, and I can't wait to tell you a little bit more about that.
That's coming up in a few moments at WRJZ National
Senior Citizens Day. Yeah.
Yeah, I could already get, hey Dylan, I could go to the McDonald's and get senior coffee. Yeah.
Do they have Denny's here? Yeah, maybe.
We got Denny's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, for WRJZ, Marcy Sider there, Bob Bell over here, Dave Claybo over there, Dylan Bruce taking it all in for WRJZ. Weather and traffic on the way. The station committed to help you grow into faith here on The Bob Bell Show.
Somewhere between sundown and Seymour and high noon and Halls, it's Bob Bell.
Somewhere the universe far, far away. The Siders came from yon California land and various parts of the country that they had experienced. But they ended up by divine appointment in Knoxville, Tennessee. John and Marcy have settled here. Marcy brings to the table today a question. Now, the question you said, what large events shaped your life if you're a boomer today? If you're qualifying for Social Security.
Yeah.
If you're one of those that are considered senior citizens, and I am.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't like to say it. I don't care, though. I'm not that vain. But if you're one of those that like to say that you're a senior citizen, and we are, what events shaped our lives? The number 342-5620. Like you looked and you said, I'll never forget that. Good, bad, or indifferent.
Yeah.
Now, you were talking about teaching a group of mostly widows, but older women who were in their 80s.
Yes. And Ruby was one of those gals. And I went over to her house. It was a time when we were really struggling with a couple of our kids, not the ones in Knoxville, just, mm-hmm. just to make sure that I'm very clear on that.
Not you all.
Yeah. But anyway, we were really kind of having some family struggles. And I had gone over there just to visit with her, and I asked about her life, and she started sharing. And I just was like, what she had experienced was so huge and weighty, and then I just start crying. I start sharing what I was going through, and because I just didn't know if I wanted to share it with anybody, if like who would I even talk to about this? And as she was sharing her story, it gave me permission to share mine pretty much. And then she did the most wonderful thing that I will never forget. I've been a Christian since a child. I was mm-hmm. a child. She had her old Bible on the table where we were having coffee. She reaches over, and my hand was on the table. She reaches over with her hand, which was very arthritic and bent and wrinkled, and she just gently patted my hand, and she just said, "You still matter to God."
Whoa. How did that impact you?
That changed the trajectory of my grief, because it's like, you know what? All these things can happen, but I still matter to God. Even though I knew that, Bob,
intellectually.
You do, but you need somebody to come alongside of you and just say, I've lived this, I know this, I'm sorry for this, but all of that aside, you still matter to God. And I just still am so thankful.
But especially an octogenarian who has walked with him for a while.
Yes.
Who knows?
They have that experience. And I remember talking to my grandmother one time and asking her, like, Grandma, you have lived, we have this romantic notions of Amish living. And so there's been so many series written about the Amish. And Hallmark, I think, wouldn't even be in business if there wasn't all the Amish theories out there.
True.
And so I asked her, I said, you've lived the Amish lifestyle because of the time period you lived in.
Mm-hmm.
So, and now you have a microwave. So you've gone from having to burn cow pies in your wood stove to make biscuits to having a microwave.
Hey, time out. Dylan, you know what a cow pie is? All right. It's dried cow poo. Manure. Or as we say here in East Tennessee, manure.
Manure.
It's manure that has been dried. And you put it in a wood stove after it's been thoroughly dried.
Thoroughly
dried. It will burn quite a bit.
It's a lot of hay, stubble, and everything else.
10-4.
Yeah. So, and if you're in the Kansas prairie, there's not a lot of wood to burn.
So you learn a lot here, Dylan.
This is educational and entertaining.
We're here to teach.
Yes. And what my grandma said is there is no way she would go back. And I asked her, what was one of the hardest things before? And she said doing laundry was hard. So the invention.
I would imagine that's a full day.
Yes. So, and then I talked to her about what are some of the big events. And so usually you do remember where you were. I remember where I was when Reagan got shot.
John Hinckley Jr.
Yep. Just, and then also, of course, the Challenger. You and I talked about, you know, those things that just shook us and changed everything. I think for me, even though I'm not an octogenarian yet, but, there's things that shape you, and for me, it was watching it real time.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like coming up on news at 6, news at 5.
Yeah.
It was real time watching it and knowing the reaction you were seeing from the astronauts, the Challenger crew, their parents.
Yeah.
When it panned over to that teacher's parents in the stands, I was pregnant at the time with Nathan. That undid me. So
well, and it was unclear what was going on because the guy from NASA who does the tracking, his voice and tonality never changed.
Right.
Downrange, so and so, so and so, and then somewhere in the middle of all of this reporting numbers, downrange 30 degrees, blah 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 blah. Obviously a malfunction. You heard that. And I'm sitting there because I'm looking, I'm standing next to David Henley, a well-known news person here in town, who's a radio news person. And unfortunately, it's 86.
Yeah.
And we're smoking cigarettes in a little bitty newsroom at U102. That's why our voices were like this.
Gravelly.
And then after it was off, it was like... and so... Praise God, many years without tobacco now. It's wonderful. Mm-hmm. So that being said, we're sitting there and we're going, hey, is that supposed to look like that? No, I don't think so. Or maybe that was just a stage rocket separation, which is what I thought at first. And I thought, okay, that's just what it is. But then it started going downrange and flattening out its flight course. And I said, that doesn't look right. That's strange. And then, of course, you began to understand the words of Ronald Reagan later on. Today, our astronauts touch the face of God. You know, it was a way to comfort the rest of the nation and to call people to prayer. It becomes a national mourning.
Yeah.
And I remember that.
So what about you? What kind of things shaped you?
It was the great Siberian Express of 1985. January 1st, 1985, it was 24 below zero in Knoxville, Tennessee. The coldest temperature registered on that day in any part of the United States, including Alaska. Let me say that again. It was not as cold in Barrow, Alaska, January 21st, 1985, as it was in Knoxville, Tennessee. A Siberian Express was a dome of cold air that let loose and came down.
Mm-hmm.
In front of it, it put down about 9 inches of snow here in Knoxville, which will shut this place down for sure, more times over.
Oh, yeah.
Especially champagne-y, powdery, cold snow. I mean, it was squeezing all of the moisture out of the air.
Yeah.
My car, a 1983 Tercel, was the only car on staff that could start. So upon learning that, and I stayed at the Mize Motel, so I couldn't go home because the snow was too heavy.
Mm.
I stayed at the Mize Motel. And I said, my goodness, what's going to happen when I go out there and try to start that car? And I went out there, and first thing happened is my nose stuck together.
Yeah.
When I breathed in, I went, good gracious.
Yep, I know.
I haven't been there.
Yeah.
More coming up in just a few moments. I'll tell you why it changed my life for the better.
in many ways. 6:30, half past the hour. Get a grip on your driving. You know, it may snow sometime this winter.
You say,
well, it's going to be 90 degrees today, but it may very well be.
Yeah.
But sometime it's coming.
It's coming.
You better get a grip on the road. Rain and all the other things. It's Fleet Tire, sponsors of Fox News, right here at WRJZ, where it's now 70 degrees.
More variety than a church potluck with less risk of tuna casserole. It's Bob Bell.
Today I've got so much to be thankful for.
That's exactly right.
I woke up this morning thinking thank you, Lord.
Did you wake up thinking that you're thankful you're going to come see me over here, Dylan? You'll still see, praise God. We get to see Bob and Marcy.
I've got so much to be thankful.
Joy Radio, WRJZ. Are you thankful? I hope you're thankful. Because listen, turn it up a little bit.
A couple people who know who I am.
That's right.
I have a car.
Got a car.
Clean clothes.
That's right, clean clothes.
Pots and pans that can cook on a stove.
There you go. See, he's just going to the basics.
Yeah.
My wife loves this song because it's so simple. Sometimes in writing, simplicity is the essence. 6:36.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, we have all these complicated thoughts and concepts and everything. So the winter of 1985, January 21st, Dylan, it was 24 below zero. Marcy, my nose stuck together. Honestly, my eyes hurt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I got used to it, but I was wearing a scarf around my neck and over my eyes. I had my old Seymour leather jacket, my letter jacket.
Oh, okay.
It was pretty warm.
Okay.
But I had a big sweatshirt under it. Uh-huh. I mean, I had all kinds of jeans and multi-layer clothing.
Yeah.
It was good. I was fit. So I got in my car and I drove all the way down to North Knoxville and got David Henley and drove back. That took 3 hours, that trip. But we needed the news director in our office because we were in charge of informing everybody else.
Wow.
This is old Knoxville's U-102. Hey, thank you for making the U-turn. We were an adult contemporary radio station, which means we played some Kenny Rogers, and then we would turn around and we'd play Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels. Speaking of Kenny Rogers, one of the hits we played at the adult contemporary radio station was The Gambler.
Huh.
I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Summer's Eve. On a train bound for nowhere.
I always start when that Bit song started out. I thought it was Elmer Fudd.
So a lot of warm summer's evening. The window at the darkness. Boredom overtook us.
What a great storyteller.
He said,
indeed.
Son, I made a life.
Kenny Rogers was born on this date in 1938. CMA award-winning country singer. She Believes in Me and The Gambler. Great duets, Islands in the Stream with Dolly Parton and so many others, too. Also with Jennifer Warnes. I mean, there was just Don't Fall in Love with a Dreamer.
Mm-hmm.
Great. He died March 20th, 2020.
Wow.
Right at the start of COVID. Mm-hmm. Don't know if it was COVID or not. There once was a website. It may still be up. One of the first websites I ever really explored was menwholookedlikekennyrogers.com.
That's hilarious.
I go into the Love 89 studio, and they're sitting there watching that. Well, anyway, back to the winter of 1985, 24 below zero. I got David Henley. I picked up several other staff members, including Clean Gene Bestel, and we did radio. The transmitters were still on. I don't know how.
Wow, that's amazing.
Everything was still going, and my car ran like a trooper.
Mm.
My little 83 Toyota Tercel. I was enamored with it. Of course, it smelled like cigarette smoke. It was just awful. But, you know, it kept us high and dry. I had just been married a few months, and I was in my element. Got to stay one night at the Mize Motels. I explained to Marcy, there was a space under the door at the Mize Motel about an inch. It was about an inch between the door and the actual door frame seal. So I took a towel out of the bathroom, Dylan, and stuffed it at the door and just...
Oh, yeah.
Just to keep the cold... Because I could feel a cold breeze coming in
at
24 below, and I had the heater going as full blast as I could.
Yeah. That is cold. That is cold.
I slept in a flannel shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you ask Mrs. Bell, that's called a miracle.
Yeah.
Because I don't... Mm-mm. Anyway, that being said, I learned that if I focused and I didn't get too overly excited, I could do anything that God called me to do. Let's go get those guys, bring them back, kind of be the centerpiece of making sure everything was working, even though I was 21 years old. Mm-hmm. I was 23 years old. I didn't know which way was up or down, mm-hmm. had no clue, but I could, with these other grown men, I could help be a main part of the team mm-hmm. if I just stay in my lane, do my thing.
When you start to panic, just pause.
Yeah, there was no panic for whatever reason. Yep. And I wouldn't have known Jesus then if he smacked me in the face. Mm-hmm. But I praise God he preserved me. Now, 20 minutes away from 7 o'clock, 6:40 at WRJZ, there's some more too. What are events in your life that shaped your life, baby boomers, those of you on Senior Citizens Day, if you care to admit? 865-342-5620.
As the book of James says,
let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God.
There are many things in life that can try our patience. But right here, you'll find a source for peace, calm, and patience.
We're Joy Radio.
For WRJZ, yeah, this was one of the big hits back in those days. Welcome to the Bell House. It's good to have you along. Pull up a chair and have a seat. The door is always open for you. Not the bear. Not the bear. Don't bring the bear inside.
No. I do tell people, coffee pot, biscuits are fresh. Come on over anytime.
Well, at your house, it's actually true.
Yeah. Yep.
And by the way, she is a coffee expert. She's not like a coffee. Dave and I, if it's plain and black and whatever, that's good.
Yeah.
You have a different coffee measurement.
I know. And it's kind of embarrassing. You go to some place and you're like, kind of like wave your hand over the top, like, would you like a cup of coffee? You're like, I need to smell it first.
Marcy doesn't have many complaints about our church or anything. She's saying the coffee needs to improve.
Yeah.
The coffee, I hear you saying that the coffee's not glorifying Jesus.
We need a coffee ministry.
Amen.
Well roasted, yeah.
Well roasted, well toasted, and ready to go at 865-342-5620. So 25th anniversary of 9/11 comes up,
mm-hmm.
and I can remember that empty feeling going to get gas as soon as we went through everything in here. We went away from regular programming. Charles Stanley was on. We finally got the news, and we took Charles Stanley off. We went completely live, and we just fielded phone calls because people just had things they had to get off their heart and mind. And one fella called in. He said, I keep thinking about those babies. I said, what babies, sir? He goes, somewhere in Manhattan, there's a bunch of children in a room in a daycare, and their parents are never coming back to get them.
Yeah.
And we played, you know what was released on that day? September 11th, 2001, Michael W. Smith's worship album.
Wow.
And finally, after we realized the second tower had fallen and we reported on that, we were going back and forth with either Associated Press News or Salem News. I couldn't remember which one. But we were going back and forth to the news nationally and taking phone calls and we were just sitting in the moment. We didn't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that was part of our healing as broadcasters, too, because you're helplessly watching this.
Yeah.
And we hear numbers like there could be as many as 55,000 people dead. We didn't know because had the buildings been full,
right,
and then everything around them been full, and certain things not happened, it would have been closer to 30 to 50,000 people rather than 3,000, including, then we hear that, Flight 93 is hijacked and headed for Washington.
Well, they weren't sure. Remember, at first, they weren't sure. It was unaccounted for.
Oh, yeah.
So that was the big thing.
They weren't responding.
And I don't know, John had called me and said, turn on the news. And California at the time, we're 3 hours ahead. So he's like, turn on the news. So I was watching it.
6 o'clock in the morning.
And he's like, we are under attack. I mean, he's military, so he knows this is
coordinated,
and we are under attack. And then I watched as the second one hit and the tower went down. Yeah. And so then our kids, Nathan was in high school at the time, and he had always wanted to be like Inspector Gadget. You know, he was always a kid with a decoder and a trench coat.
I could see that.
And so he was wanting to go into the FBI. And so I asked him later, I'm like, honey, so how do you now feel about the FBI? Because I'm just like so freaked out. He's like, Mom, they need good guys in there. I'm like,
okay,
but podiatry is always a good option.
Spoken like a true mom.
But watching that second tower go down, and then I was actually teaching water aerobics. And so I went down to, it was like a little bit of a drive, went to the gym, was teaching water aerobics, mm-hmm. and I was just so, like, it was so eerie because there was no noise overhead. You know, it was an outside pool, and I had told those gals, it was a group of gals, and I said, I can't believe what's going on in our country, you know, and I felt sick to even show up. And their response was so, well, it doesn't, it's so far over there, it doesn't really matter. And I was so distraught that I put in my notice right then. I never went back.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, how can you not be, if you care more about moving yourself in a pool of water than what's going on, then I can't. That very well.
I remember putting on Anya's Day.
Oh yeah,
by Michael W. Smith here, sitting right where Dave is, and most of us in the studio just wept. We didn't let each other see each other weep very much because we're mostly men in here, but we were broken. I remember going out to get gas at a filling station. And there was just nobody on the roadway.
Yeah.
Everybody was just in shock.
Mm-hmm.
So we will commemorate 9/11. We don't celebrate it, of course. In the meantime, there's been somebody who's been captured who was wanting to tear everything up, who was wanting to set a bomb off in the Capitol.
Mm.
That coming up. Also, Food for the Soul, Jack Kibbs, coming shortly at WRJZ. Joy Radio. As we go to the break, let's remember those words from Agnus Dei.
And now back to the Bob Bell Show.
Gotta be active if it's gonna be alive. You gotta put it into practice. Otherwise, it's about as useless as a screen.
For WRJZ, 5 minutes away from 7 o'clock on a Friday morning, August 21st. Ladies and gentlemen, we say also before we go to the phones, we have a celebration of Hawaii statehood. Hawaii became the 50th state of the Union this date in 1959. Without that, we wouldn't have had Jack Lord.
Yeah.
We would have never heard Jack Lord go, Book of Dano.
Yeah.
For WRJZ, Hawaii, 5-0. Somebody said, what does a 5-0 mean? I'll never forget.
Yeah.
I dated one poor girl. We were watching Hawaii 5-0 at her house. And it was an afternoon because it was on replay.
Okay.
And the glare was coming in. The sunshine was coming in the afternoon. And she said, I can't hardly see this for the glare. And they were fairly new at their house. So they didn't know which way they wanted to turn the television. And I said, this is awful. Marcy, it's confession time.
Okay, go ahead, Bob.
And I said,
you're safe.
I said, you need to go check the glare knob. Marcy. She spent 30 minutes checking, looking for the glare knob. And finally, she looked over at me. I'm on the couch. I'm crying. And she goes, there's no glare knob. So, John, welcome to the Bob Bell Show. How are you?
Aloha, honey.
Aloha, honey.
The glare knob. That's a hard act to follow there, Bob.
Oh.
For my Well, your conversation about events that shaped your life.
Yes.
There's a lot been said about 9/11, but you know, I was in the Marine Corps, and I was in the Marine Corps when our barracks was bombed in Beirut.
In 1983?
Yes, and these were the same people. I'd been following this, you know, from that time. And when we got hit on 9/11, it's like, doggone it, why aren't we doing anything about these people?
Really?
It's the same people that bombed our barracks. And I was just spitting mad because I heard the news after the one plane hit the tower, the first tower, and I listened to it live. I called Marcy. She already mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
And I turned on the news because I kind of knew. This is the same batch of fanatics that we have been trying to stomp down, or not trying very hard anyway, to stomp these guys down since 1983.
Exactly.
You know, and what happened in 83 was tragedy. And Ronald Reagan thankfully put the kibosh to what was going on over there, because the guys like me were over there walking post with magazines full of rounds that they better not use. They were not allowed to shoot back.
Mm.
And Reagan put the end to that, and that was like a big deal in the Corps when we were told, all right, you shoot back now. If they shoot at you, you shoot back.
It does seem, that seems right, doesn't it?
Well, and it had a lot to do with my political persuasion, which changed at that time, because mm-hmm. I could tell who was really for the troops and for the Constitution. And before I go, I got to say, your guest host is just, she sounds really cute.
I think you have a crush on her.
She's probably even cuter in real life than she's.
Spoken like a true Marine.
I tell Marcy all the time, Marcy, if we weren't married, we'd get married. So,
how do you feel about that, Marcy?
Well, that sounds like a proposal right there.
She's almost blushing over here. After 40, almost 41, well, 41
no,
years.
41 years. We're going on 42.
So it's 40, that's 40 wonderful years. We'll be 42 years married in September 1.
Yeah. That's
40 wonderful years.
Yep, 41 years.
John, that's a great, yeah, I see, in 1983, I didn't know what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
But guys like you who were in it knew.
Mm-hmm. The same people.
Exactly the same people. Mm-hmm. And there's hundreds of millions of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, we got a battle.
And
hey, listen, man. The battle's fought with everything else. And we got to, I want to be armed, but we also better be fighting on our knees. That's for sure.
Our battle's not against flesh and blood, even though we still need to battle flesh and blood.
Yeah.
But not for the real battle.
Or even bears for ogles. Yeah,
watch out for them bears.
Yogles.
Hey, take care, John. You be careful out there, brother.
Mm-hmm.
I am always careful.
Okay.
God bless you.
Love you, honey.
For WRJZ Joy Radio, it's the Bob Bell Show. It's 7 o'clock. Love to hear from one of my favorite Marines.
Yep.
I mean, he's right there, right behind Gummer Pyle. Anyway.
Not lean, not as mean, still a Marine.
Still a Marine.
Yeah.
Coming up in a few moments, it is time now for Fox News, then traffic, then weather, all on the way. Okay, let me help you all with that pronunciation. During the dog days of summer. No. During the dog days of summer. It's just them old dog days. Hot, musty, steamy.
It is. I saw the thing on the news where it talked about muggy odometer or whatever, and it was just saying it was comfortable. I'm like, I don't know how this could be comfortable. being in
relatively
a sauna,
speaking.
Yeah, I mean, it feels very sweltering.
That's Marcy Scyther over there. I am Bob Bell over here at 7:05, 5 minutes after 7 o'clock at WRJZ. Coming up in just a few minutes, in 5 minutes, we're going to be hearing from Adam Cavalier, voice of the Carson Newman Eagles, as Carson Newman starts on August 27th. That's a Thursday. They start with their first game August 27th. It's going to be big. I saw John Gruden open up a big box of Carson Newman swag on his video. He was thrilled. I mean, because he was a graduate assistant at the University of Tennessee many thousands of years ago. Hmm. So he had heard of Ken Sparks and Carson Newman and the winning tradition. Four national championships, NAIA, and numerous, and I mean a whole bunch, of conference championships for the South Atlantic Conference. And, of course, hundreds of young men coming to know Christ, many of whom later entered the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those men are already gone, and they're already dead.
Mm-hmm.
But Ken died in 2017, still that night texting people on his bed, "Are you sure you belong to Christ?"
Wow.
That's where his heart was. You say, why do you carry Carson Newman football? I think I just told you.
Yeah.
I just told you. It's not the winning. That's part of it. But it is what his focus was. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ and him alone.
The living.
So, Powell, which foreign people like you would call Powell, P-O-W-E-L-L.
No, we don't call it Powell, but we don't say Marvel either.
But you don't say Powell.
We say Powell.
Yeah, what they do is they pronounce it Powell.
Powell.
P-A-L. Powell. Well, Powell beat Anderson County last night, 56-44. 100 points scored.
Oh, my goodness.
First, I mean,
that is good football.
They said it took 4 hours.
Wow.
Because they had like 125 yards and penalties for both teams.
Oh, my word.
You had several turnovers and a bunch of penalties and many passes thrown, lots of stoppages of play.
I wonder how many hot dogs they sold because
I guarantee you, there are a lot of people hungry.
Yeah, because that's a long game. It's not like we'll eat supper when we get home.
So congratulations to Powell, who picks up a 56-44 win last night.
Wow.
The Battle of Pistol Creek takes place this weekend. That's Maryville-Alcoa. That is a huge, those are two of the best football teams, not in the state of Tennessee, in the country.
Really?
Yes, in the country. Whether it's California, New York, Florida, or wherever in the country. I put them up against anyone.
Wow.
So anyway, they're going to go at it this week as well. For WRJZ on this date, in 1944, Marcy, Soviet Union, Great Britain met with the United States at Dumbarton Oaks in Washington. The talks helped give and pave the way for the establishment of the United Nations, which has done absolutely nothing. Okay, I'm sorry. You didn't name me a war they really have prevented.
Yeah.
I can't name a conflict that they actually really, truly ended.
Hmm.
I'm sorry. That's man's attempt to play God. Ain't going to happen.
So is Margaret Thatcher there then?
No.
No.
In Great Britain, that probably would have been, what's his face?
Winston Churchill.
Sir Winston Churchill. So that was after Neville Chamberlain.
Yeah.
Chamberlain was in 1939.
But just to give them benefit of the doubt, with everything
nice
that
person.
Had gone on, they were hopeful that this would maybe bring a better balance and alliance globally.
Sure.
So, yeah.
But it was also a little bit of an attempt at one world government, which has been going on for a while now, attempt-wise. Yes. But yes, they were trying to do something good. They were trying to stop war.
Well, he was the one who said, Winston Churchill was the one who said, keep your friends close, but keep your enemies closer. Yeah.
He did say that.
Yes.
1945, Harry S. Truman ended the Lend-Lease program that had shipped over $50 billion in aid, food, oil, and material to the United Kingdom. In British Commonwealth, Free France, Republic of China, and many other places. 1945 is when he ended that.
Hmm.
Give him you-know-what, Harry. Meanwhile, Count Basie was born on this date in 1904. The great Count Basie. You find a lot of vinyl with him on it.
Oh, yeah.
And it's good.
I just bought one. Yeah.
April in Paris.
Yeah. Ella Fitzgerald and Count Basie.
Beautiful. For WRJZ, back in just a few moments, Adam Cavalier for the Carson Newman Eagles Network is going to tell us about Carson Newman Eagles' upcoming season right here on the Bob Bell Show when we return for the FCA. Game of the Week is going to be a part of our lineup for Saturdays to come.
And now, back to the Bob Bell Show.
What a pleasure it is to talk to the best in the business right here at WRJZ. Joy Radio, the one and only Adam Cavalier, voice of the Carson Newman Eagles. Adam, good morning. Thanks for joining us on the Bob Bell Show, sir.
Oh, happy to, Bob. Always happy to chat with you about football.
How long has it been that you've been there now?
Oh, Lord. This is my 15th football season, which is truly unbelievable.
That's
to say a number that large.
15th football season, carrying Carson Newman football here to us. Of course, we carry Carson Newman football for this is the 31st year this year, and we're very pleased about that. But the fact of the matter is, you've been a big part of the history that we've seen. You've seen one legendary coach go. You've seen two others, three that have filled in, that have been there, that have coached. And now you have Tyler Allman. When I talk to him, I hear a very bright young man. What's your take?
Same thing. He is a tremendous, it feels weird to say this, young head coach. And I say that it's weird because he's the same age as me. And I've stopped thinking of myself as young. Here as the aches and pains start to add up a little bit. But he knows what he's doing. He certainly defensive minded guy, which is a little bit different than what Carson Newman has had historically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Kim Sparks offensive guy, Mike Turner offensive guy, Ashley Ingram offensive guy.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting to see how it pans out from that regard. But no, I think he's definitely was the right guy for the gig when Ashley took the DMI job and has allowed Carson Newman to maintain a lot of what the program had from the Ingram era, both in coaches and player personnel.
I start to say that's very positive because Ashley Ingram left a good impression on the Carson Newman Eagle program. Carson Newman University comes in. Talk about some of the players that are returning. What are the stock like coming back?
Well, defensively, that's the side of the football where it feels like everything's back. You have nine guys that have starting experience back on defense. And that ranges from your heralded all-league, all-region guys like Cruz Temple at linebacker, like Martavis Mason at defensive end, to some guys that got a handful of starts last year and have used that to position themselves well to be major contributors this year. And I think of a guy like Drayvon Hollis at corner in that capacity, a guy like Isaiah Kane, guys that have been in the program for a year or two now and are poised to make that jump. I think defensively, and part of it's because you know what you're getting with Tyler Allman and our first-year defensive coordinator, Caleb Goings. I think that side of the ball is really good. Offensively, a little bit more interesting. The good thing for the Eagles is that the entire offensive line is back from last year.
Yeah.
And That can only mean good things. And I think that will help the fact that, you know, There are literally less than 20 total snaps returning at wide receiver.
Oh, dear.
Not like the offense, not like the offense throws the ball a ton.
Right.
But that's a largely new room. Quarterback, you know, zero snaps back from last year. From the top two strings, Justin Johnson played a little last year, but played more as a freshman.
Right.
And then the A-backs and D-backs, no starters back. So hopefully the offensive line is able to move people around, and that makes it a little bit easier on the offensive skill. I mean, the quote about Navier was, you know, it's like Novocaine, just give it time. You know, it's going to work. I don't know that, that quote applies to the flex bone, but it's still triple option football.
Sure.
And if Carson Newman can get through the early portions of the season relatively unscathed, I think the back half is set up for them to have decent success.
Well, and then they start to get better as they go, especially on the offensive side of the ball. We're talking to Adam Cavalier. He is the Sports Information Director and, of course, the man who is the voice of Carson Newman Eagle football. Some of his favorite calls, he didn't even use one last year because he's changing.
Nope.
I'm waiting for you to go, oh, boy, never happened. I thought, my goodness. But anyway.
I've had to do a lot of personal reflection. I do a lot of listening to myself. Bob, I got to tell you, I thought I overused it at times. I've tried to holster it.
See, that's discipline. That's a good on you. I love that. But one of the things that we talk about when we talk about carrying football is the facilities up there are beautiful. If you've got some young athletes, you want them to look around at Carson Newman and just take a look. I'm all for that because I was up there just a few days ago for the Jamboree, and it was absolutely fantastic. I went on up to your slot in Radio Central where Carson Newman Eagle Radio takes place, with you and David Needs and the rest of the crew. And then I went to the other place. It's beautiful. I just love it. I love the look of the place. Love the hospitality as well. And we're going to be back up there as a radio crew for Ram Radio, as WRJZ will carry a game between Concord and Grace Christian Academy for the first time ever at Carson Newman University. And I want to thank you for allowing us that opportunity. It's beautiful.
Oh, of course. Yeah. It's something that it's happened a little bit more here of late, playing host to some high school games. And I do agree with you. It is an outrageously good facility for this level of football.
Yeah.
And so for East Tennessee kids to have the opportunity to play on that field, hopefully they feel welcomed. That's what we want to do when we do these things, but hopefully they're exposed to, you know, here's what you get if you do come here, either as a regular student or hopefully as a football recruit.
Yeah. Well, Adam Cavalier, we look forward to hearing you start Thursday, August 27. Who do we have at the banks of the Bossy Creek?
The Tiffin Dragons, 8-win team out of the GMAC last year, 2 years removed from a playoff run. Should be a good opener.
I love the Dragons. It's going to be fun. Hey, the Dragons versus the Eagles on August 27 will start it all off with Adam Cavalier right here. Adam, God bless you, and thank you for the work that you do, my friend.
Bob, always a pleasure. Appreciate you. Hope you have a blessed day.
More coming up on the Bob Bell Show in just a few moments as we pray Tennessee with Dr. Pat Paulus in just a few moments in conjunction with Knoxville Wholesale Furniture.
Reeling in the bass and casting your cares. He's got you covered. It's Bob Bell.
Good morning, Mercy.
That's the same thing I've got. I've got an NLT, New Living Translation, a la Chuck Swindoll. And you have an NIV as well?
I have an NIV, but then I have an NLT because my book, Lakeside Retreat, was from Tyndale.
Yes.
And so when I did my book with them, then I used the NLT and I loved it.
Author and speaker Marcy Scyther is with us in studio. At WRJZ. That makes it a little bit more cultured around here, doesn't it, Dave? Praise God. So anyway, we've got The Overcomers from Paws and Tails. This is from Dave Carl,
who we had on the air just a while ago. Dave is brilliant. And Chuck Swindoll is a great storyteller, mm-hmm. even at 92.
Wow.
He can do it. But anyway, Paws and Tails comes on tomorrow at right about, I think we have them on at 7:30 tomorrow.
Okay.
So Paws and Tails.
At 7:30.
In the morning. Kids get up, you know.
They do. They do.
And we've got the children's hour. Adventures and Odyssey comes on at 7.
Yeah.
So Dylan won't be up.
No.
But kids, little kids.
Oh, yeah. We used to listen to Ranger Bill.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, from Moody Radio.
So I've got the Overcomers book. I have the book called Plan Today, Own Tomorrow. For those of you looking for the next stage of your life and about retirement and how to make your money behave and assign it a job, this is Gary Thurman's gift to you. I love this. Gary's going to be on our sister station, Talk Radio 92.3, tomorrow at 9 a.m. with Plan Today and Own Tomorrow.
Yeah, you don't want to be a burden on your children.
Oh, but this also gives you some freeing ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got the Piste de Resistance, the Chuck Swindoll NLT Bible. You can get this at Cedar Springs. I just bought me a Bible at Cedar Springs Christian Store, 504 North Peters Road. Hey, anyway, Chuck, by the way, they're getting ready to celebrate their 50th anniversary. But the New Living Translation Bible, Insight for Living, just sent this. So that we can give this to you.
Ooh.
That's something, isn't it?
That is.
Even the box on the outside is beautiful, but the cover is gorgeous.
I love that it has a free app, so there's probably...
You got a QR code, you scan for the free app and pick it up on your phone, and it gives you all kinds of notes and where to go to find them.
That's great.
In an instant. So all that's going to be yours, because we're going to do this giveaway for Insight for Living. Our Ministry of the Month comes on at 8:30 each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here at WRJZ. We celebrate Insight for Living and the ministry of Chuck Swindoll. 40 years ago, 40 plus years ago, when this became a Christian radio station, Chuck Swindoll was one of the first who signed up to go on WRJZ.
Really?
Okay. Focus on the Family was one of the first.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 8 and 8:30. And then Charles...
Stanley
was the third one.
Hmm.
So that's been a very strong basis. Now, John MacArthur was not far behind.
Mm-hmm.
John MacArthur was not convinced that it would be a good use of his time to have a radio ministry until my friend went to him at his church many years ago and told him, say, you don't have to do this. There's people in this church that will edit these sermons down or split them up in two,
mm-hmm.
where you can have one half playing one day and the other half playing the next day, and the announcer will say, pick up on the next portion of this message tomorrow on Grace to You.
Hmm.
So there's all kind of innovation in this station.
Yeah.
So we're going to give this away after the news break. Yep. That's what we're going to do.
That's a great bundle. That is a fantastic bundle. What a great way to start the new season, you know, the fall season.
How about this Bible, too? This is, I mean, I'm sitting here pulling this out. I've got a picture of it that I took earlier, but that's the way it looks.
Yeah.
So a lot like a MacArthur Study Bible, and it's Chuck Swindoll's NLT, which there's a lot of other extra explanation that when you're teaching other people, like in prison, or I'm teaching my Bible study, it is something that you can go word for word and thought for thought.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go back to the NIV or something else and trace the rest of the actual, what I've memorized over the years.
Mm-hmm.
But you could get a lot of the why after the New Living Translation. So
I love that.
I'm a big fan of that. So is Link McGinnis. Hmm. Link, of course, is one of the owners at Cedar Springs. And he was just beside himself when he found out I needed a new Bible. So he took me to what they call the Bible House. There's a like an inside shed that's inside their store, that's pre-lit, that's nothing in it but Bibles.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no junk in there, if you know what I mean. There ain't no junk.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to find a Watchtower Bible, okay? That's not a Bible.
Yeah.
That ain't the Bible in the first place, but some people think it is.
Mm-hmm.
But there's nothing but things you can trust.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
I love it.
So all of this is available here. We're going to do the giveaway. We're going to do, I think we're going to do, is put Marcy in the center square of the Hollywood Squares.
Okay.
Fact is, we're going to put Marcy in the only square we have in Hollywood Square. We don't have nine squares.
Okay.
We ain't got
like this is like two square ball with only one person. Well, handball.
We ain't got the budget.
Yeah.
So if you win this square, you win the whole prize pack.
Wow.
So she could give a fictitious answer. She can give a real answer.
Okay.
It's up to you to decide. 7:30. What about? I don't know yet.
Yeah.
Half past the hour. WRJZ. This newscast coming up brought to you by our good friends at Fleet Tire, where Meg and I have gotten our tires for over the years. Your home for Michelin and many other great brands. Fleet Tire, 111 Woodland Avenue.
On your radio dial, there's a lot of air pollution.
But here you've found a clean, refreshing oasis.
Joy Radio.
I need some good news.
Yes, sir.
I need sipping on cold truth.
Yeah.
Nobody knows what I'm going through, but the devil went walking my shoes.
What do you think, Dylan?
Wish someone told me, living this life would be lonely. Trying to get away from the old me.
Trying to get away from the old me. For WRJZ. Welcome in. It's now 7:35, brought to you by McLean's Painting. My friend, Matt Hall. Did you hear about this, Dave? Matt Hall, McLean's Painting, is joining the WRJZ Bogey Boys. That's right. The WRJZ Bogey Boys are going to take to Willow Creek come September 14th. We'll be playing in the Mission of Hope Classic, the Chick-fil-A Classic. So we're going to be on a golf team. Yeah, we've already notified the Federal Aviation Administration for that day for a stray titleist that may go off. Anyway, so Matt's going to play on my team, the Bogey Boys.
Okay.
And by the end of the tournament, we hope to turn it into the WRJZ Birdie Boys.
Birdie Boys.
So we're working on it.
Okay.
So, Matthew, I hope you're ready. Anyway, Charles McLean, over 26 years ago, started McLean's Painting here in Knoxville. And they've been blessing people everywhere. Great. I mean, they're in the decks and siding.
Nothing says fresh like new paint.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you've got exterior jobs. Like I said, you don't need John Scyther and Bob Bell up on top of a ladder.
No.
Because we'll succumb to a gravity storm.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't good.
Mm.
It's not the fall that kills you, though. It's that sudden stop at the end.
Yeah. and the recovery.
So repaint or perish. Call McLean's Painting. Go to McLeansPainting.com and tell them Bob Bell sent you. All right. Remember, Olga's Yodel was broken into last night at 12:50. The bear got in. It was a bear.
Mm-hmm.
This time, the two, my good friends, Sean and Kimberly, were staying upstairs.
Hmm.
Usually, they sleep at their own house. They were staying upstairs.
Wow, that's amazing.
Olga's Yodel. Here come the bear. He walked away with some cream cheese.
Mm-hmm.
But he destroyed the door. They are closed today. I don't know if we have bear insurance or not. Killed Tim a bar when he was only three.
Well, he said they had bear insurance, but the bear insurance didn't cover the door.
Like, what else would he? Anyway.
Yeah.
So the bear. Tomorrow they open at 9 to 2 Saturday. There's thousands of you listening that need to go up to Olga's Yodel, Glades Road, Gatlinburg, Tennessee. Find as many excuses as you can to buy as many cinnamon rolls as you possibly can. They've been benefiting Isaiah 117 House. Their coffee is next level,
okay,
Marcy.
Okay, that's
I mean,
know.
They're as much snobby as you are. And that's good. That's a good thing.
I'm sorry.
Well, no, this is, you just have a high standard for coffee.
I do.
You should. Don't drink Dave's. It's okay. I love Dave, but it tastes like wood.
Yeah.
And it's not his fault. It's the kind of coffee we
have. U-Bam. My dad drinks U-Bam.
Oh, dear.
And I told him, I said, did you
Your
notice
dad?
That it says U-Bam? Like, it should. You should ban. But anyway.
Remember the prize pack we were discovering just a moment ago? We were describing on the radio.
That sounds great.
We're going to give it away. You're going to be the key player in the Hollywood Square.
Okay, the Hollywood Square.
The Hollywood G Square, all right. But that's a good, that's the way we want it.
Yep, it's hip to be square.
It's hip to, you know, that'd be a good song. Yep. Somebody ought to write that down.
Yep.
More well, coming up at WRJZ. Brought to you by McLean's Painting.
Joy Radio.
Here's why people are listening this August.
I used to watch like tons of TV, and now I can turn the radio on and just listen to that all day.
It's a life-changing station.
I listen to it when I go to work, and it makes the day a better day.
This is Joy Radio.
So many people saying things that sound so smart.
What are you so scared of there, Marcy?
So much my
Friday co-host is Marcy Sither.
As the grandson of a
I'm not going to tell you what the question is. That's no fun. Just, do you know what the question's going to be? No. I'll think of it. Hey, some other birthdays I want to get to in a few minutes after we hear this from Stephen Curtis Chapman. I love this. Wrote it a couple of years ago. We're still celebrating the semi-quincentennial here in Knoxville, Tennessee. And all throughout the rest of this year. 250 years by God's grace. For WRJZ, Joy Radio. Joy Radio, WRJZ.
Yeah, we're all in this.
I thought about this the other day. Usain Bolt turns 40 today. Wow. That's the Jamaican sprinter that just, I mean, he is like lightning.
Yeah.
Usain Bolt. Wow. You want to see him run? You want to see it again?
Yeah.
Kacey Musgraves, Grammy Award winning singer, 38 today. Also, big happy birthday to Maxim Knight, actor from Falling Skies. I have no idea what that is.
Yeah.
Don't care. Anyway, also, this breaks my heart. She would have been 37 today. Hayden Panettiere was born on the state in 1989. From Heroes, from Nashville, Amanda Knox, Murder on Trial in Italy, Scream 4. But remember the Titans when she was that precious little girl.
Yeah, coach's daughter.
Yeah, she knew all about football.
Yeah.
And it was just, so a lot of troubled things. Pray for that family, because I know there's a lot of broken hearts. For WRJZ Joy Radio, she would have been 37 today. Now, today, though, is Kenny Rogers Day.
Hmm.
Grammy Award-winning, CMA, award-winning singer. This is my friend, okay, from The Gambler.
Mm-hmm.
The Gambler was one of his hugest hits. But one of his first big hits, Kenny Rogers in the First Edition, was You Picked a Fine Time to Leave Me, blank. You Picked a Fine Time to Leave Me, blank. 865-342-5620. Marcy's going to give you an answer. You can either agree with it or not agree with it. Hollywood Square. This is for the NLT Bible from our friends at Insight for Living. This is also for Paws and Tails from Insight for Living. And then Plan Today, Own Tomorrow from Gary Thurman. You picked a fine time to leave me.
Lucille.
She says it's Lucille. What say you, listener? For WRJZ, my friend Dave Clabo has got the
mic one
contestant. Let's go to Mike. Mike, you're on the mic. How are you, Mike?
Great. And you, sir?
Mike. Guess what day it is? Mike. Okay, Mike. So the question is, you picked a fine time to leave me blank, and Marcy says...
Lucille, but we want to hear you sing that, too.
She's got
you
this...
You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille.
Oh, that's beautiful. 4 hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times. Okay, lived through some sad times.
But this time the healing won't heal. You picked a fine time. You're supposed to be singing with me, Mike. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille. There you are.
To leave me, Lucille.
That's better.
With 400 children and a crop in the field.
We did put him on the spot, though. I think he did a great job.
You put him on the spot with that. You should have seen the look on your face. Hey, Mike, Marcy's having too much fun.
You're a good sport, Mike.
Mike, you're absolutely right. It is Lucille. Congratulations. You're the winner of the entire prize pack, including the NLT Bible from Chuck Swindoll. How's that sound?
Sounds awesome, Bill.
Mike, you're a great American. I want you to stay right where you are. Dave's going to get some more information from you. And we'll need your email address and phone number and all that good stuff. But you hang on right where you are, okay, Mike?
Thank you, sir.
Congratulations, Mike. Well done.
Yeah.
Should be pretty easy. I do easy trivia.
Well,
questions.
It was so hard. I was afraid to give the wrong answer because then it would make me look like a total idiot. So, but I did like the fact that he was able to sing it. So.
Well, then there's Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town.
Yeah.
That was a haunting one.
Yeah.
But when he was with the First Edition, I mean, it was huge.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny Rogers in the First Edition. There were so many, though, but the duet with Dolly, Islands in the Stream.
Yeah.
That was a great record.
I just don't think you get sick of hearing that.
Well, it was a great record. You can't beat it.
Yeah.
She was great. He was great. Their voices went together, mm-hmm. completely different voices.
Mm-hmm.
Her is high and clear as a bell, and Kenny Rogers with his growl.
Mm-hmm.
But he also, I mean, he had a beautiful tenor voice, too.
He did, and he was really good at duets.
Yes.
So not
Jennifer
everybody
Warnes.
Can do that. But.
Yeah, Don't Fall in Love with a Dreamer, is that the one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So here's a list of all of his hits. Let's think about this. She Believes in Me, that's a beautiful ballad. Lady, I played that all the time at U-102. Lucille, Islands in the Stream with Dolly. What Are We Doing in Love with Dottie West?
Huh.
What Are We Doing in Love? Man, that was great. Through the Years.
That is another one.
We've Got Tonight with Sheena Easton.
Hmm.
Think about the different people he sang with.
Yeah.
You Decorated My Life. Dave remembers Coward of the County. Yeah, this one's for Becky.
Hmm.
The Gambler. And so then, there were many others. But he also sang with the New Christy Minstrels before there was the First Edition.
Hmm.
So, Kenny Rogers Day, born of the state in 1938, died March of 2020.
Hmm.
Just as the pandemic was getting started. Yeah. That's a great story song.
Never stood one single time.
For WRJZ, see Dylan, that gives you some stuff to look up. Program observer, young Dylan learning a lot. So what were things in your life that made a profound change? That is, those events that happened worldwide or nationally that you will always remember. It's National Senior Citizens Day. And we're the youngest senior citizens you'll ever hear.
We're on the cusp of jumping over that line.
There you are.
Yeah.
But we're not there yet.
No, but we can still order cheap coffee.
Hey, that's good.
Yeah.
Bob Bell Show returns in just a few moments after traffic and weather. All brought to you by our good friends at McLean's Painting.
My life is over, but yours is just the
every day, you are hit with bad news from the media.
Iran has effectively paralyzed traffic through the Strait of Hormuz.
The Dow fell roughly 2,200 points.
Counteract all that bad news by keeping your dial right here to give your life some balanced focus. Joy Radio.
Come on, Jamie Grace. For WRJZ 102.5 FM in Knox County, 99.5 in Sevier County. We're all over the world at WRJZ.com. By the way, if you go to AM 620, I don't care if you're in Sevier County or Cock County, if you're in Jefferson County, Granger County, Anderson County and or parts of even parts of Monroe County, you're going to hear AM 620.
Hmm.
Nine different counties.
Wow. And online.
Oh, WRJC.com.
Yeah.
All over the world.
Yeah.
Somebody said that. By the way, shout out to some new listeners I ran into yesterday in the workout room. It's good to have you aboard. Pull up a chair and have a seat. You just stay with us. It's going to be a lot of fun. Praise God. Glad to have you here. From WRJZ and 102.5 FM, all over the world, as we said, at WRJZ.com, we will give you an opportunity to win some more Insight for Living paraphernalia come Monday.
Mm.
So Mike jumped on the bandwagon today, but you know who we're having on Monday? Jeannie Bush Cahill.
Yeah.
This could be.
I'll tell you one thing.
If she says that, is it just going to be one thing, Dave? No. So at 2:30, this she's listening. You know, she listens all the time. She will kill me when next time she sees.
I love Jenny. I just have to say that.
Oh yeah, I love Jenny too. Oh, we love you, Jenny.
Yeah.
No, Jenny Bushkell is going to be on Monday morning. It's going to be another award winner. We're going to give you a chance to win some more paraphernalia from Insight for Living, our Ministry of the Month, which comes up in just about 35 minutes from now. Mm-hmm. Alistair Begg comes on at 12:30 this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
This is good because he's going to talk about how God qualifies you. See, we spend a lot of our time trying to qualify ourselves, but listen to this wonderful stream of God's grace.
But somehow in the most awful of circumstances, manifesting to me powerful living, steady persistence, quiet confidence. What pleases the Lord? Fruitful living, knowledgeable living, powerful living, and finally, thankful living. Verse 12, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. Giving thanks for what? Giving thanks for the redemption that we experience. Verse 13, for he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and has brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, even the forgiveness of our sins. Notice God's initiative in the wonder of his grace. Look at the verbs in verse 12. He has qualified us. He has granted us to share in this inheritance. He has rescued us. He has brought us in.
There you are. Coming up at 12:30 today. He's the one who qualifies us. We didn't qualify ourselves.
And we, just like Ruby had told me, you matter to God.
Exactly. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
For WRJ, he's got something invested in you.
Yeah.
For WRJZ, it's now 2 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Focus on the family coming at the top of the hour. I just got this in. There was a guy at one of the parking garages in Knoxville. Folks, keep your curtains closed. I hate to tell you. Especially if you're getting dressed. This guy from Hancock County, Sneeville, had a pair of binoculars in his hand, looking into apartment windows across the way in Knoxville. Court records show 43-year-old fella, Dusty Cooper of Sneeville, when came up from behind by officers, immediately dropped the binoculars. Officers then found out what they were doing. They arrested him. Court record show he's under holding for peeping Tom. This is it's a sick world.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Anyway, y'all watch out. Keep your. And by the way, there's also a scam in parking lots where there are guys that are coming up to women going, "Hey, as a taste smell, would you smell this flower?" Well, obviously, don't do that.
Yeah.
If anybody comes up to you saying "smell a flower," scream. I mean it. Scream. Or pepper spray, scream, get away. Fentanyl has been detected in some of these flowers, and some people are passing out, and then they're taking everything they have, or worse.
Wow.
So watch out. All right. Mm-hmm. Now the positive thing.
Okay.
You know, there's there's always something good cooking in the kitchen over at Marcy's.
Always something good.
What is your website, real quick?
MarcySyther.com.
Look it up, man. Yeah. There's all kinds of great, helpful articles and everything else there. And you see what all she's into. She's quite a busy person.
I'm getting ready to make some pumpkin coffee cake this weekend.
I will tell Tanya Stoutbrown.
Yes, it is. I will bring some in. I will make some extra and save it for her.
There you are. Brought to you by my good friends at McLean's Painting this morning. We're back in just about 2 days on Monday morning with Jenny Bushkell. Until then, Bob Bell and all the rest say, now go out and do Jesus to someone today.